A dad spends his morning on the porcelain throne, a startling new discovery about wineries, and a groundbreaking fact about a particular dog breed.
Hey, I'm Effie Bateman, and this is your Daily Batuta for Friday, the 12th of August.
Hello, Wendell Hussey here. Great to be with you at the end of another week. They just keep on flying by, don't they, Effie?
They sure do.
Now, we are wrapping up with our last Daily Bulletin for the week, and what are we opening up with today?
All right, so opening up with some local news, and a dad has said, wake up, you'll miss the best part of the day, before disappearing for a 45-minute shit.
Absolutely classic from dad there. A Batuta Heights household has been reminded that sleep is the enemy, especially if you are a teenager. Despite toasty winter sleep-ins being delightful, they've been spoiled by the Ramsley family patriarch Robbo, the 51-year-old who is taking great issue with the idea of his teenage kids lying in bed beyond 7:15 a.m. on a weekend and 6:15 a.m. on a school day. Bouncing between his two sons' bedrooms, Robbo woke up the 15 and 13-year-olds, reminding them that they will miss the best part of the day if they stay in bed.
However, despite being charged to the eyeballs with strawberry jam and instant coffee, it became clear to Robbo's offspring that he wasn't necessarily ready to take on the day yet either, spending a whopping 45 minutes on the shitter.
Who knows what old Robbo does on there too. It actually takes the shitter out of action for another 45 minutes after too. So essentially, if you want to go to the toilet in that household, you got to hold on until you get to school.
Don't want
to
cop that hot air in the face.
It sears your eyebrows off, from what I'm told by his sons. Now, we have a startling fact about a popular drinking location now, Effie.
Yes, we've got a few reports this week, as the latest one has found that visiting a winery is just the adult version of drinking UDLs in the park.
Yeah, so this was conducted by the Department of Health, and they've discovered a surprising link between teenage drinking habits and a weekend away activity that is popular amongst women in their mid to late 20s and I'd say late 50s onwards as well. According to one of the researchers on this very short study, getting shit-faced with your mates at a scenic and idyllic winery is really just a more expensive and socially acceptable version of drinking UDLs in the park. Of course, wineries, the expensive place to go, treating yourself, you know, a really nice occasion. You know, that's what it was when you could spend $120 on a case of mixer drinks to go down to the park with your friends.
Exactly.
Branching out from the goon bag.
Instead of, you know, chowing through a box of shapes, you get some nice cheese.
Yes, quite a bit more than a box of shapes too. And what have we got to finish up today?
Well, something that also goes great with cheese is sausage dogs. Great in theory, but not in reality.
Yes, this is a groundbreaking study by Peter, which has found that while they might be adorable, sausage dogs are much more likely to be enjoyed as an idea and not necessarily a reality. The Dachshund, as they are technically known, is a wiener dog. It's a short-legged, long-bodied, hound-type dog breed, if you're not familiar with it. They're smooth-haired, wire-haired, or long-haired. And look, while their playful demeanor and hilarious body shape is something that appeals to toddlers and early 20s females that pass them in the street, they actually do suffer from excruciating health problems related to having such a fucking long torso and tiny legs. So again, great idea. Not that great in reality.
Same with French bulldogs,
yes.
Pugs.
Yep. Those are bred to have their faces look like human faces. That's why they're so fucked up, because dogs' faces aren't supposed to look like human faces, funnily enough. Now, quote of the day.
Yes, the quote of the day, and a union has launched a court case seeking up to $250 million from McDonald's Australia for alleged unpaid wages. The SDA alleges that instead of paid breaks, workers were told breaks could be exchanged for free soft drinks. How generous. And the union also claimed that workers could take mini breaks of roughly 1 minute to go to the toilet. So obviously, Dad, we mentioned at the start of the story, would not would not work well.
You wouldn't work if you have a large bladder.
No. Either. Or to drink water, which would add up to the equal 10 minutes. Mm. And the secretary of the SDA South Australian branch, Josh Peak said this was the union's biggest action against McDonald's. He has said, "McDonald's is the largest employer of young Australians. If you want to employ young people, you have a special responsibility to inform them of what their rights are and ensure workers are treated fairly."
Yeah, and that's the Shop Distributive and Allied Employees Association, there being the SDA. That's a lot of fucking Happy Meals that
they're going to have to sell to make up for not treating the young workers very well.
No, loving a bit of wage theft. Those large multinational corporations for some weird reason. Yeah, maybe that's just their business model. Anyway, that's all we got time for today. Thanks for your company. Bye-bye.
See you later.